Track 2, Neil's take. Be ready for a surprise. You might not have anticipated Neil's Egyptian boat-building expertise.
Many years ago, I was persuaded by a friend to have what I suppose you'd call a psychic reading. It was delivered by someone who described herself as a white witch. It was one of those where you give a few details like your birth sign, and the soothsayer can tell all sorts of things about you and your former lives. I came across the reading the other day. Among other things, it says in a past life I was a boat builder in Egypt. Yes, me, who is to a chisel what Mrs. H is to whispering. But does this mean I have undiscovered skills enabling me to wield a plane and saw a piece of wood in half? Don't scoff. There may be some truth in this. A few years ago, I embarked on the Shady Pines loft project. I set about laying boards across the joists, ready for storage. Eve and Mrs. H were stunned at my skills with the jigsaw, drill and screwdriver. Mind you, it was thanks to her mathematical brain that it all went so well. The loft hatch turned out to be an irregular shape, and Mrs. H calculated with great accuracy the measurements around it, so everything else fell into place. I remember she was concerned about my health and safety. Crawling around was painful on the knees, and after the first day's boarding, I came down the ladder in agony, walking like a cowboy who had just dismounted from his horse following a long day on the trail, not to mention suffering the effects of sawdust and fiberglass. Mrs. H insisted I invested in knee pads, a mask and goggles. The following day I togged up. I clamped the knee pads around my legs, immediately cutting off the blood supply to my feet. Now when I walked, I looked as though I was doing an impression of a geriatric Groucho Marx. I donned mask and goggles, but every time I breathed out, I lost all vision, as both my specs and the mask fogged up completely. But thus attired, before ascending the ladder, I thought I'd best present myself to Mrs. H for inspection. It was some minutes before she regained the power of speech. This close encounter with an apparition clad all in black, clutching an electric screwdriver, looking like a cross between a diver and a member of a SWAT team, rendered her incapable. "I will be incommunicado," I announced pompously. "I've got my music streaming, so if you need me, you'll have to shout." So with some upbeat music to motivate me, I fired up the electric drill. I soon abandoned the mask and goggles, but the knee pads were a blessing. Crawling around was much less painful, but with the increased manoeuvrability, it wasn't long before a flailing leg kicked over a tub of screws, scattering them between the joists in the exposed fiberglass. There is something therapeutic in sawing wood. I contemplated that in future, when Mrs. H got a bit too much for me, I would go out to the workbench. A few planks and the jigsaw and produce soothing barrel load of offcuts. Why, I might even build a boat. But sadly, I have not managed to emulate the loftboarding success since. My drilling returned to making holes in the wall that were just an annoying millimetre out. When I take something to pieces, there always seems to be a screw has gone AWOL when I go to put it back together. Goodness knows what quality of boat I would have made in my Egyptian days. I suspect there may still be examples of my early work resting on the bed of the Nile.
Thank you, Neil. I wondered if this boat might have been Noah's Ark, but a quick check shows that Noah's Ark was built in Turkey, near Mount Ararat, so you can't make any claims to have helped build the Ark.